By this time, you have discussions, figures of exit polls from Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, and Delhi's Municipal Corporation all coming out of your ears, and you are fed up of hearing so much about it. Also, you know what? It is only exit poll, for heaven's sake. The real poll results will come out on Thursday. So what is it that we are getting excited about? But the fact is, these are exit polls. So talking about exit polls and drawing heavy analysis, you know what happens. There's heavy analysis. People are explaining why somebody won, why somebody lost. Nobody has won or lost. So remember, that is a health warning that we must put there. The second thing is, people start saying, oh, your exit poll is wrong if they are losing, right? Or they'll say, your exit poll is right because I am winning. Then there are some who might say, your exit poll is right in one place, wrong in another place. For example, Aam Aadmi Party, because their spokespersons are saying on TV channel after TV channel, in reference to Gujarat, that the exit poll is wrong and exit polls have been wrong in the past. After all, exit polls earlier in the first Delhi assembly election that Aam Aadmi Party fought had also got the numbers very wrong. But you know what? They are also sweeping MCD according to exit polls. So exit polls are approximate. They are not certain. So you cannot have heavy discussion of who won, who lost, what happened in which case, because it can all be appended a couple of days later when the real results come. Also, it's a bit like, I'll put it in Hindi, it's a bit like शादी तो अभी हुई नहीं और आप लड़की लड़की का नामकरण शुरू कर दीजिए. एंड इफ आई मे ट्राई टू पुट इट इन इंग्लिश, आई नो इट लूजेस मोस्ट ऑफ इट्स फेवर एंड साउंड्स मच टू सीरियस विच इट इजंट. इट्स अ बिट लाइक अ मैरिज हैज नॉट येट बीन कंज्यूमेटेड एंड यू आर फाइटिंग ओवर वेदर एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ द मैरिज विल यू हैव अ बॉय प्रोड्यूस्ड और अ गर्ल प्रोड्यूस्ड एंड वॉट विल बी देयर नेम्स. सो दैट इज वॉट इट्स लाइक डिस्कसिंग डूइंग हैवी एनालिसिस on politics based on exit poll results. But you know what? Exit poll results are a reality. They are there. And in the past, some of these have been quite accurate. For example, the India Today Axis poll has been quite accurate most of the time. They've also been wrong. It's not as if nobody has a 100% record. They've also been wrong, but they've been right more often than they've been wrong. So when we look at these poll results, we are not fighting over, we are not getting into an argument with ourselves over what looks right, what looks wrong. We can look at the poll of polls, which everybody will, and you can see the poll of polls on my screen. But I can look at some broad trends from these. And these broad trends also, I would suggest that as you watch this and hear this, you might want to read some of my recent national interest pieces, of which I will share the links with you. Because those have talked about these trends. We have not predicted any trends. We are not in the business of predicting any political outcomes or any electoral outcomes, but we figure out which way the wind is blowing, and we figure out what happens if the wind blows a certain way or continues blowing a certain way. So some of those broad trends, let us see if these exit poll results, by and large, never mind the numbers, by and large, never mind the number of seats that each one gives to each party, but if they by and large confirm those trends, and if they do, and if they do, what does it mean? So I would say, maybe in some vindication, that some of the trends that we've been talking about or that we've been foreseeing, these exit polls vindicate us on those. Now look at what these trends are. So if you look at the poll of polls, once again you will see the poll of polls on my screen, right? Generally all the polls have gone in the same direction. The one area in which opinion polls have disagreed with each other quite a bit is, say, the area of Aam Aadmi Party's vote percentage and seats in Gujarat. So India Today Axis gives them the highest percentage of votes. That's 20%. That's a lot in Gujarat. Because Congress is just over that. That means they've taken away more than half of the Congress vote. But others give them much less. And their seats also, in terms of various polls, are between 6 to 21. So generally, I would go by India Today Axis on most things. But if you look at the poll of polls, then first of all, MCD in Delhi, poll of polls is the same as almost everybody's poll, which is that BJP is reduced by almost half. It's 168 seats come to 84. That's the poll of polls. That's a big loss. It may now end up between 69 and 91. Again, a very wide range. Congress is down 21 to just 7 seats. Aam Aadmi Party goes up to 155 seats. Now, this up and down in Delhi is a little bit confusing because Delhi earlier did not have one municipal corporation. They had three municipal corporations. So, this is a little bit confusing. That's the reason, health warning, discount this who's lost how many seats or who's gained how many seats, because Delhi had three municipal corporations earlier which have now been coalesced into one and there is one. Gujarat, again the poll of polls, 131 for the BJP, that's almost 42 more than before. 41 for the Congress party, that is 37 down. That's a terrible loss. Congress party is almost half. This is the poll of polls. And Aam Aadmi Party, the poll of polls says 7. The poll of polls says 7. Every poll doesn't give you vote percentages, but I would still say for 7 seats, Aam Aadmi Party would get at least in the ballpark of 15% vote share. That is a lot of vote for a new party with no base in a big state with heavy Modi domination to get. Now, Himachal Pradesh is a small state, but that's again a state or an election where exit pollsters have a difference of opinion. So many of them still gave the state to the Congress. So if you look at the poll of polls, it looks like the BJP gets 36, that is 8 short of earlier, which is 3 short of or 4 short of the majority mark, whereas the Congress gets 29. That's the poll of polls, 9, gain of 9 before the last time. And Aam Aadmi Party gets 0 or maybe 1, but they get about 2 to 5% of the vote. And if it's more than 2%, you will see it will make an impact in the final outcome in Himachal Pradesh, because any vote Aam Aadmi Party gets anywhere when Congress and BJP are there, you have to presume that it's most likely coming out of the Congress party's kitty. It's most likely coming out of the anti-Modi or anti-BJP vote. Then the poll we rely on most of the time, that is the India Today Axis poll. Now, if you look at India Today Axis poll, once again, the broad trends are the same, but there are two differences. First of all, MCD. Notice one figure, because India Today Axis polls also predicts vote percentages. MCD, Aam Aadmi Party's vote percentage is 59.6% to 68.4%. That's the kind of vote that Narendra Modi got in some of the states, or in some of the states like, say, Uttar Pradesh, etc., which he swept humongously. But that is also the kind of vote that Aam Aadmi Party got in the assembly elections in Delhi. So the last time Aam Aadmi got a humongous majority in Delhi in the assembly, they were not able to replicate it in the MCD election. There were three MCDs, but then they were not able to replicate it, because at that point Aam Aadmi Party had seemed to be on a bit of a low. This time Aam Aadmi Party has gotten over that and they have replicated. That's almost 3.5 years after they got elected in Delhi with a huge majority. They would have replicated almost the same percentage of vote or almost the same popularity in Delhi, even in the MCD elections. If that happens, that will be very significant. And then we have BJP between 27 to 36% and Congress party down in Delhi from 1.2% to 2.8%. That is a complete destruction of the Congress party. And that confirms a long-term trend that we'll talk about in just a minute. Again, if you look at Himachal, IT Axis polls actually gives the Congress a chance of forming a government. They say Congress might get 30 to 40 seats, BJP might get 26 to 34 seats, and AAP will get 0. And BJP gets 42% of the vote, Congress gets 44% of the vote. Now, I said that the percentage that AAP gets ultimately can determine in Himachal who will rule the state. Because even if they get 2%, right, and that 2% or bulk of it has come, say, from the Congress, it's the anti-BJP vote, that would have, in a small state like Himachal, where constituencies are very small, where total votes in a constituency are something like between 75 to 85,000 votes. So even a few hundred votes make a difference. That would have made a difference of a few seats for the Congress party in favor of the BJP. And if they reach up to 5%, then they can pretty much take this election away from the Congress, which Congress could have won. That is if these exit poll trends are right. And finally, look at Gujarat. Gujarat, if you look at India Today Axis, of course, BJP is doing very well, 129 to 151. Everybody is agreeing on that. Congress is really down 16 to 30. But see what's up. And that is where India Today Access differs from everybody else. The Aam Aadmi Party in Gujarat is given almost 20% of the vote, 21% of the vote. That's a lot, 21% in urban areas, 20% in rural areas, which means its appeal is uniform across the state. In any case, Gujarat is an urban state. I have never bought into this analysis of Gujarat in terms of rural urban. A lot of Gujarat is India's most urbanized state. So 20% vote percentage, if that happens, India's politics would have changed. Because remember, in the last national interest, I said that any vote percentage that Aam Aadmi Party might get over 15% will be seen as a big setback by the BJP. And if they cross 20%, BJP deep down will see it as a defeat. Aam Aadmi Party getting 20% in Gujarat would mean Aam Aadmi Party is replacing Congress Party in Gujarat. And you know what? If this exit poll result is right, then Aam Aadmi Party gets 21% in Gujarat, Congress gets 26%. How much does it add up to? 46-47%. What is the vote percentage that Narendra Modi's BJP is getting? Exactly 46%. That means this is getting really close. Now, if these hold out, that is, if these exit poll results hold out on Thursday, that is on 8th of December, then we will see five new trends arising in Indian politics. And you know what? If this turns out right and these are the results, I am taking away, I am depriving myself of my story on Thursday. So for Thursday, I have to think of something else. So number one, you can see that the BJP has only a one-man appeal. That is Modi. So even in Himachal, if BJP still swings it or gets really close in Himachal, you can see that it was so difficult a situation that Narendra Modi had to go there and said, forget your candidate, look at my face and vote. So he put himself on the line. Gujarat election was not about the chief minister, it was only about Narendra Modi. That tells you that the BJP has only one face, one slogan. Now, in some ways, in Uttar Pradesh, there is Yogi Adityanath coming in, but that is still local and that has to be tested. But BJP now has a total dependence on one man, on one face. Wherever that works, wherever he can get people to vote in his name, the party will win. In Gujarat, it's easy for him to get votes in his name. We'll see if he's able to do it in Himachal, because if that wasn't the case, BJP would have done very badly in Himachal. And for him to go to a small state like Himachal and say, forget my candidate, look at my face, vote for me, tells you that the BJP was in real trouble there. So that is trend number one. Number two, Congress is now declining. Secular decline, I know that it means something else when you say something is in secular decline or secular rise. It has nothing to do with secular or communal. Ironies apart, right? Or puns apart. So Congress is in secular decline. Even if it gets a narrow victory in Himachal or a victory in Himachal, it's a small state. It'll be a consolation prize. But Congress Party is in decline. It has disappeared in Delhi. This is Delhi. You cannot rule India unless you have a strong presence in Delhi. In Delhi, Congress Party has self-immolated itself not once but several times over. It has no leaders, nothing. And in the middle of all this, the Congress Party then anoints Jagdish Titler as one of its key people in the elections, MCD elections. So the results will tell us. Unless these exit polls are radically wrong, and if that happens, that will be the end of exit polling in India. If they get Delhi MCD elections so wrong that Congress Party actually does very, very well compared to the disaster we are looking at right now, because all the exit pollsters are agreeing on that, it would tell you that Congress is in deep terminal decline. Also, because it would have lost a lot of its vote power in Gujarat. In Gujarat, Congress Party, even during 27 years of BJP rule, even under 20 years of Modi, 2002 was the first election BJP fought under Modi. Even since then, Congress, as I said in my last national interest, has maintained a 30+% vote share. Last election, it was 41.4%. Today, if it's down to 26, then it's in the decline. AAP is rising. So you should just presume that in Gujarat, Aam Aadmi Party has become the Congress Party. So that will be a big loss for the Congress Party. Whether they can recover from it, we don't know. People have recovered from worse, but that will be the next big trend. The third is obvious that this will show that AAP is rising. AAP at 15%+ votes, never mind the seats in Gujarat, never mind the seats in Himachal, but AAP with 15%+ votes in Gujarat would have signaled its national rise. And if that happens, AAP will then end up in Karnataka also in the election that's coming up. They will have their tails up, they will have their resources, and they will go and give the Congress party trouble there as well, because they are not right now fighting the BJP. They are not fighting to take rest power away from BJP in these states. They are basically fighting to tell the anti-BJP voters, of which there is a large bunch in each one of these states, that look, you want to defeat the BJP? We are the shop you come to, not the Congress party. We are the only show in town that can defeat the BJP, not the Congress party. So they are competing with the Congress party, and there they will get their tails up. If they get 15%+ votes in Gujarat, they can land up in Karnataka as well to spoil the Congress's party. But you know what? You can complain 100 times, but they are not in it to fight for somebody's cause. They are in it for political power. So they will challenge anybody. They will challenge the weaker candidate right now, which is the Congress, and they'll be hoping that tomorrow they similarly end up becoming worthy challengers to the BJP. Next, the BJP will have some worries, and these worries will be, one, as I told you early on, that their total dependence on one face. Second, if they lose Delhi so badly, they will also realize that we are losing Delhi so badly. Aam Aadmi Party has got a bunch of votes in Gujarat, and they are doing not so badly nationally, which means all the use of agencies, all the use of cases, all the corruption charges, all the leaked videos from Tihar jail, all of that is not hurting the Aam Aadmi Party, right? So what trick do they use next? So these are the broad trends we can draw from the exit poll. Number one, BJP's over-dependence, total dependence on Modi. Number two, Congress being in terminal decline. Number three, Aam Aadmi Party being on the rise. Number four, BJP's usual trick of using the agencies, etc., against a rival, not working with Aam Aadmi Party. And number five, Congress Party showing an unwillingness to accept that it's doing something wrong. In fact, even today, watching the TV channels and the discussions, I was amazed to see spokesperson after spokesperson from the Congress party actually admonishing those anchors who asked them why was the party not campaigning seriously in Gujarat and Himachal. For example, why were the Gandhi family members were not there campaigning? And I saw Congress panelists admonishing TV anchors as if it was their fault that they asked this question, saying, they are our leaders, they will choose where to go, where not to go. Okay, all right, your leaders can choose where to go, where not to go, but voters can also choose where they want to vote and where they don't want to vote. So these are the five trends. Now, over to the results on Thursday.